Shalom, this is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, B'dam Broadcasting Israel. We are now about to discuss the Kuzars. We have discussed the Kuzars previously and we will discuss them again. The present talk is to concentrate in a very short time on as to why the Kuzars were not Turkish. We need to do this because if you look on the website, if you read books about it, you will, and encyclopedias and so on, you will see a lot of claims saying that the Kuzars were Turkish, and this is simply not true. And we will refute it. We will refute it very briefly, giving a few sources, but these sources and the examples we give should be enough for the intelligent listener to understand what we are about, and I believe they will agree with what we are saying. The Kuzars were not Turkish, the Kuzars were Hebrews. We do have certain people, certain low types, low lives, who are anti-Semitic, anti-Jewish, who hate the Jews and say that the Kuzars were Turkish. The Turkish were Edomites. The Kuzars were Turkish. The Kuzars became Ashkenazic Jews. Therefore, all of the Jews are Turkish, and therefore they are all Edomites. And this is ridiculous, it's a bit stupid even, but people do make this claim, and they make it quite seriously, and you have a small minority of people, of those who have been genuinely misled by these claims. And so, for the sake of those few people who are good people, but have been misled by claims made by neo-Nazis or haters of the Jews or racists, all kinds of lowlives, I don't know who, tellers of mistruths. For their sake, it's worth taking cognizance of such ideas and refuting them. First of all, now we are trying to say that the Kuzars were not Turks. We should say, who are the Turks? Who were the Turks? Now, the name Turkish originally applied to a group of people who spoke Turkish dialects, spoke a Turkish-type language. And at the beginning, they dwelt in the area of Central Asia, Mongolia, on the borders of Iran, and all of that region. And they were quite powerful. They gave rise to several dynamic empires. One of them was the Tatars. The Tatars were in effect Turks. Tatars conquered Russia. Originally these Turkish-speaking peoples were apparently a white race, similar to the Iranians, but they also include a lot of them, or certain sections of them, were also red-headed and blue-eyed, according to reports. Some of them had blonde hair, even now amongst the different clans of the Tatars. We have groups that are blonde and blue-eyed and so on. They had all different types. In the course of time, they also intermarried and mixed with Mongoloid people, so they're a mixture of peoples in the end. And that's who the Turks were at the beginning. These speakers of Turkish dialects, they were a warrior race, or a group of warrior races. They conquered the region of Anatolia, or also known as Asia Minor, the Asian part of Turkey. If you look on the map, you will see Turkey is in effect divided into two areas. In the west, you have a much smaller area in Europe, which were originally attached to bordering on Greece, and originally part of Greece, that is the European part of Turkey. And to the east you have the Asian, the much greater part of Turkey, which is also known as Asia Minor or Anatolia. And this region was once ruled by the Byzantine Empire, and the Turkish-speaking peoples conquered it from them in the 1000 CE and later. It was an ongoing process, and they took it over. They conquered this region. They conquered the inhabitants, and they imposed their language. They also imposed the Muslim religion and aspects of their culture on the inhabitants. So the inhabitants also became Turkish speakers. And they are the present dwellers, the present inhabitants of Turkey, descend from these original people. They descend from the people who were there before they were conquered by the Turks and before they received the Turkish language. And even though now they identify as Turkish and they speak Turkish and they regard themselves as Turks, according to their genetics, their ancestry, they are not really Turks. The Turkish are not Turkish. Turks are not Turk. The Turks of Turkey are not really Turkish. At least concerning the overwhelming majority, more than 85% of them. So that is also worth keeping in mind. There are people who make other claims, who claim that originally in what is now Turkey in the east, were people known as Turgomar and Hittites and Edomites and others. And these groups of people moved out due to the breakdown of the Assyrian Empire and for other reasons. They moved out and they crossed the Caucasus Mountains, as a lot of people did. And they eventually moved into Central Asia and the Mongolian region, where they received the Turkish language. And they grew and multiplied, and then they came back and conquered Turkey. So they were actually Turks returning. So this may or may not be true. There are claims in that effect, and it's also worth an examination. We had the Khuzars, who were in the region dominated by Turkish-speaking peoples. The Khuzars are known to have been around from 500 CE to 1200 CE. Actually, they were there beforehand and maybe a little bit after, but whatsoever, they were in the region that was dominated by the Turkish-speaking peoples. And at that time, there were a lot of peoples in the area, hundreds of different groups, all different small little groups scattered and spread around and all over the place. The Khuzars also were divided into different sections. They were nomadic or semi-nomadic, they were moving around. And so were the Alans and the Bulgars and the Huns and the Turks themselves and all different groups. And the different groups would split apart and ally with each other, and then they would split apart and fight against each other and reunite and reconfederate. And they were doing this all the time after time. Not only that, they were changing their names or adopting the names of each other or passing the names on to each other. One group would conquer another group, so the conquered group would take the name of the conquerors. Another case, one group would conquer another group, and then the conquerors would take the name of the people conquering. Or two groups would ally with the third group, and somehow or other the whole of these three groups would be known by the name of the minority group who gave them the name, who would later split apart from them and fight against them under a different name. And I'm not exaggerating, this happens all the time. This is what you find in the history of these areas all the time. Names changing, people swapping names, and names moving from one group to another. And it's not easy to do historical research under these conditions, but that is the situation, and it's worth noting. So, the Khuzars were in this area dominated by Turkish-speaking groups, and so they were influenced by them, and they may have spoken a Turkish dialect, or they may have used a Turkish dialect. It's not certain. There are other claims. There are claims that they spoke a Finnish-type language, or we believe they even spoke Hebrew, or are conscious of Hebrew. It's not really known. It doesn't really prove anything. The same evidence that you can give to show that the Khuzars were Turkish-speaking peoples and may also be applied to other peoples in the area, such as the Russian Slavs or the Scandinavian Rus or the Alans and so on. And they also went through the same situation, experience, had the same experiences, and the same evidence is available for them. In the same way that these peoples are not considered to have been Turkish, so too can the Khuzars not be considered Turkish for this reason. Due to linguistics. Because the linguistics do not really prove anything, and they are not conclusive. So that, in effect, from that point of view, it leaves the question open. Another reason why people claim that the Khuzars were Turkish is because some Jewish and non-Jewish sources say they were. We have a letter from King Joseph of Khazaria. In different versions, it has been edited several times. And in this version, it says that the King Joseph claims to have been descended from Togarma. Togarma was the son of Gomer, the son of Japhet. Togarma traditionally represents the Turkish people. So, but when we analyze this this letter, we find that it is similar to what is written in the books of Joseph Bon and Sefer Yashar. And these books were written in Italy. They were types of historical fiction. And or perhaps a combination of fiction and amusement, as well as a recording of legends and history and so on. They're not to be relied upon, and they said that the Khuzars were from Tugama, and apparently what they said was translated or transposed, taken almost word for word and placed into the letter of King Joseph. And therefore the letter is not reliable. They believe the authors in Italy of Joseph and Sefer Yashar apparently in the 1200s assumed that the Khuzars were Turkish or were from Togarma, because it was then assumed that most peoples of the area where the Khuzars are reported to be related in were from Togarma, were from Turkish. We find, as we will show, that other sources said that the Khuzars were Hebrews, and the Khuzars themselves said that they were Hebrew and Israelites, and so did the peoples around them. Now that we will go into in more detail in another stage, in another letter. We have, also we have the question of how we interpret different letters. Another Jewish source, Peter Ratisbon, in 1200 CE, he travelled to southern Russia, and he speaks of the Khuzars receiving a dream, the king of the Khuzars receiving a dream and telling him to convert to Judaism. And he calls the Khuzars the kings of Meshek. He said there were seven kings of Meshek, and they were Khuzars. But he also speaks of the mountains of darkness and Jonadab, son of Rekab, and both mountains of darkness and sons and Jonadab, son of Rekab, are figures in Jewish mythology that are closely associated with the Lost Ten Tribes. So we could interpret this to be saying that as if he is assuming the Khuzars were of the Ten Tribes, so were of Israelite descent, and he takes this as granted. And in addition to that, they also ruled over the kings of Meshek, and people have interpreted this letter to be saying that. We also find some Iranian and Arab sources linking the Khuzars with Japheth, the son of Noah, or with Togarma. Togarmah, the son of Gomer, the son of Japheth, Togarmah being associated with the Turks. But here too, these sources may be relating to the area that the Khuzars ruled upon. We find a Persian Arab source, Hudud al-Alam, written in 982, saying that Turkish Peshinek Turks, in other words, Turkish peoples who were sold to Muslim lands as slaves, as was frequent, So the Muslims who were buying them referred to them as Khuzars, even though they weren't Khuzars, they were Turks, who the Khuzars ruled over, and perhaps apparently the Khuzars were selling them as slaves, so therefore they were named Khuzars because that was the region they were coming from at that time. And this is quite common, such phenomenon. In other words, the Turks, the Arabs, may have referred to the Khuzars as Turks, or the Turks as Khuzars, because of slaves, Turkish slaves, who the Khuzars were selling to Arab peoples, or they had come from the regions otherwise ruled over by the Khuzars. And the Khuzars, an Arab and Christian source, are also linked with Gog and Magog, but we find in the folklore of that time that Gog and Magog was as closely associated with the Lost Ten Tribes. Gog and Magog was identified with the Lost Ten Tribes of Israel. It may not sound reasonable or rational, or maybe illogical, but that is the truth. There's a whole book called The Red Jews by Goan, a very good book, and we have referred to it. It goes into this in quite some detail, bringing hundreds of different examples. Gog and Magog were identified with the Lost Ten Tribes. So, different Arabic and other sources, Christian sources, such as John Mandeville and so on, saying that the Khuzars were from the Gog and Magog, do not contradict the idea that they also were associated the Khuzars with the Lost Ten Tribes of Israel. Another claim is that the Khuzars were ruled over by a Turkish dynasty, that the ruling house of the Khuzars was Turkish. There's no real proof to this. We know, according to a Persian source, a Persian Arab source, Hudud al-Alam, that we quoted above, the ruling house of the Khuzars was known as Ansar, And we find the ruling house of the Turks was known as the Asena. So Ansa and Asena are not the same words, but it could be somehow or other that they had the same origin, or someone copying down the records had somehow made a mistake, and he had transposed a few letters, so that Ansa becomes the same as Asena. We don't know. More evidence for this should have been required. Assuming that it was so would also not mean much, because at that time a good portion of the ruling elements in Khuzaria, in Scythia, what was then known as Scythia, all of that region, the former USSR, CSSR as is known today, or whatever you want to call it, all of the former Russian area and its Asian attachments, they all had different kings ruling over them, and these different kings intermarry with each other, intermix with each other. And it may be that somehow or other the ruling house of the Khuzars did become predominant amongst the Turks. We don't know. It doesn't prove anything one way or the other. Similar in Europe, you had the Habsburgs, who were ruling over the Holy Roman Empire and over Spain, and over parts of Italy, and the different monarchs here and there, and doesn't mean that the different peoples they were ruling over were related. So too we had the House of Windsor ruling over the British Isles, and they were related to the Kaiser of Germany, and to the Tsar of Russia, and to the kings of Greece and Bulgaria, and other monarchs, and they all intermixed, and into all the families of Europe, and the different monarchs could call each other cousins, but the subject peoples were not really connected to each other otherwise. So this is another point worth knowing. Incidentally, we will go into this else in another talk, but the Ansa, also known as Ayeshay, and these two, Ansa and Ayeshay in Arabic, were different ways of saying the word Yishai. In other words, the ruling house of the Khuzars was known as Yishai. The house of Yishai is another name for the house of David. The Khuzars were actually ruled over by the dynasty tracing itself back to the house of David. So this is even more proof that they were from the house of Israel, descended from Israelite tribes. And we will talk about this another time. Modern scholars have all different types of theories as to who the Khuzars are. Abram Polak wrote a very important book on the Khuzars. He believed they were Goths. Vladimir Pomakov said they were Scythians and Slavs, descended from nations Cimmerians and Mesokatai. The Khuzars themselves believe they were of Israelite descent. We shall discuss this and prove it. And this seems to be the truth, where the truth lies. The Khuzars were descended from lost down tribes of Israel. And they did have cultural and linguistic contacts with neighboring peoples around them, which doesn't prove very much, because ultimately they were of Israelite origin. Thank you very much.